opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
From Harlem, and I want to say hello to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Our Urban Story on DDVRadio.com. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, the 24th of August, 2019. And Miss Diamond just stepped away for a moment, but she'll be right back. But from what I understand, we want to talk about some things that are going on in our beautiful country called the United States of America. One thing, I listened to Mark Levin last night, and he was explaining what's going on with the tariffs with China. We are in a little cold war with China at this moment. You know, sometimes these things sound like they're very difficult, and some of them are difficult to understand. That's why for so many years I've listened to Mark Levin, because he breaks it down where the average person can understand it.
Yep.
And that's what we need. We need the average person to understand what's going on in their country so that we can have more Americans who will say, I'm going to get up and vote.
Right.
I'm not going to sit this one out because the issues are too important. He was explaining about the Federal Reserve Board, when that was organized. And listen, you can go on his website, Mark Levin Show, and you can hear a repeat of yesterday, last night's broadcast. And it'll break down the role of the Federal Reserve Board, what's going on, and why our president is upset with the chairman of the board. Because number one, during the 8-year reign of Obama, there was only one interest rate raise. In 2.5 years of Trump's presidency, they have raised the interest rate 8 times.
Mm.
And I learned that today. I learned that, as a matter of fact, last night.
Gotcha.
Because I played it again today. I went on his website and played it again today so it could fasten it into my brain.
Right.
Because as an American citizen, I take my citizenship seriously.
Right.
I take my participation in what's going on in this country seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I couldn't understand, what was his name, Martin Freeman?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Milton Friedman, I'm sorry.
Milton Friedman.
Who wrote that book on our economic system, you know, and it was too above my grade level. Mark was talking about Milton Friedman, and he said he was totally against the Federal Reserve Board because of the power that they have.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there has to be something unfair if only once in an 8-year period during Obama, under Obama, mm-hmm. there was only one time that the interest rate was raised. Mm. And now 2.5 years with Trump, 8 times.
So is the allegation by President Trump, and I guess Mark Levin, are they saying that the Federal Reserve chairman is trying to manipulate our economy?
That's the idea that I get, yes. Because why would you have 8 times that you're raising the interest rate? And, you know, some of these leftists, and I don't know if the Federal Board chair is a leftist or whatever, but some of these leftists want to see a problem with the economy.
Yes.
Because they're afraid that if something doesn't happen drastic like that, that they won't have anything to campaign against Trump with.
I think you're absolutely right. I haven't checked the statistics, but Mark Levin is an expert in this area.
Absolutely, absolutely.
In the legal area, economy. And
he's a genius.
That is really shocking. I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that, yes.
I didn't know that the Federal Reserve under Obama, President Obama,
yes.
only raised the interest rate once.
That's right.
But
in 8 years.
And under President Trump, it's been raised more than
8 times.
8 times.
In 2.5 years.
That, to me, is stunning.
It is.
That's
it
stunning.
Is.
So that explains to me why President Trump has been really kind of hostile, if you will.
Toward China.
Toward China.
No, toward the Federal Reserve Board, yes.
There's something that's kind
of... That's not right. It's not fair.
Because it's like they're trying to manipulate the economy and trying to keep it from really soaring.
Yes.
Because they know that would help President Trump during the 2020 election.
Yes. And that's why he's so upset. That's why on Twitter, I believe, he said he didn't know which who was the enemy, China or the Federal Reserve Board.
Yeah, I don't support everything President Trump tweets, but President, you got to understand who he is. As I put on Twitter, we elected a brash, bold, effective New Yorker with a big heart.
I don't think he's that brash. I just think he's honest. I mean, rather than, what's brash about wondering who the enemy is?
Well, comparing an American citizen to China as who's the worst enemy, that's a little far for me personally.
All right, well, because I'm brash, I don't think it's brash.
I think that's what it is.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's what it is. But to the average person, that's a little harsh.
And that's not fair what the Federal Reserve Board is doing, and I believe... unfortunately, that they're tainted.
Now, yeah, I think you're right. And I think their political leanings.
Absolutely.
I think Hollywood, the mainstream media, even these economists on CNBC and other out cable outlets that focus on the economy and academia, they seem like they're pushing for a recession.
They want it.
They don't give a damn about how it would affect us. So, yeah, I think you're right.
And people need to realize they don't really give a damn about the American people, the general welfare of the American people. They really honestly don't.
I want to do a little housekeeping before we get into the different stories that we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh.
As you probably mentioned, today is Saturday, August 24th,
yes,
2019, and the summer is ending. But we have a couple of exciting things coming up. Number one, this Monday, August 26th, you will be interviewed by the great one, Mark Levin.
Yes.
Please tell us about this, Barbara. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to call last night. I was trying to call into the program, and, the producer, Rich, they knew I was on hold, et cetera, et cetera. And then I heard Mark say that he wanted to have the book with him. I didn't know he was on the air saying this. I thought he was talking to me.
Yeah.
And he wanted to have my book with him and talk to me on Monday. So he told me, he told them to get my number, and they're supposed to call me Monday for an interview in reference to my book. And, of course, whatever he's talking about, I want to chime in because, I've learned so much from Mark Levin over the years. And, he's the best radio host. 11 years ago, when I lost my son in 2008, he called me personally to offer his condolences because someone had sent him a text message that my son had died. And I'll never forget that. And that was in 2008. So we go back a long time, and I'm just so proud to know him, and I'm so thankful that he wants to interview me in reference to my book.
I think that's outstanding, and I want to say thank you to Mark Levin for that opportunity.
Amen.
Mark Levin is one of the top three besides Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity, so that's quite an honor.
Well, he's my number one.
Right. It's quite an honor that he is setting aside a time for you this coming Monday, August 26th, to interview you about your book. That is huge. He has one of the largest radio programs in the country.
He does.
So that's very, very good. Good. Congratulations.
I didn't even know he was on the air when he said that, but my friend in Massachusetts, Kathy, she put something on Facebook in reference to what Mark had said. My other friend in Maryland.
Right.
She heard it also.
Wow.
And my friend in Long Island City.
Right.
They heard it, and they let me know that they heard it. They put it on Facebook and all that. So please, all of you who are listening to The Sound of Our Voices, please tune in to Mark Levin on Monday, and we'll talk about escaping the racism of low expectations.
And it's expected to take place between 8 and 9 p.m.
Something like that, yes.
Sounds good. Thank you, Barbara. I want to go back to this whole idea of even those who are supposed to be neutral seem to want to work against the president. And if that's accurate, and I know Mark is accurate about the Federal Reserve, that is absolutely stunning. And it puts into context President Trump's comments about the Federal Reserve chairman. But I also want to talk about the Supreme Court. Number one, the Democrats sent a letter, an inappropriate letter, saying, essentially breaking it down, if you don't do what we want, we're going to realign the Supreme Court. And I'm putting it in very generic terms. But that's totally inappropriate. That's unconstitutional. But even more to that, to me, is Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a justice on the Supreme Court. She's a liberal, but we wish everyone good health because she was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
She's had it for a while, I think, yes.
She's 86 years old.
Yes.
And we wish her well. I may not agree with her, but I wish her well. But I like to understand, why won't she consider retiring? Is it because President Trump is the president, the commander-in-chief?
Of course.
So she'd rather hang in there,
yes,
be absent from making critical decisions as a justice of the United States Supreme Court, rather than just retiring and let someone else come in. Is that your thought?
Well, you know, I think it's insane, but the illusion of permanence shapes our selfish persuasions. In other words, I don't think that some people realize that it's time to retire, time to get things in order. They're going to push on and push on because their agenda is the most critical thing in their lives. And what their agenda is, it's contrary to the values and ethics of America. People like Ginsburg. In other words, she's a leftist.
Mm-hmm.
The Planned Parenthood Foundation, I was on the computer one day doing something. And of all things, Planned Parenthood had an ad, and they use her as their spokesperson.
Wow.
So she supports what's unnatural, what God is against, and that's the slaughter, the murder of innocent babies, because he creates life. And these people of her persuasion have no right to determine that these children should live or die. That's ungodly, unconscionable, and un-American, if you ask me. And for the Democrats to write to the Supreme Court, this is just another demonstration of their lawlessness. How could any Democrat from that party, with the ideologies that they're promoting, even want to be president of the United States? Because what they're doing is un-American.
Right.
What they're doing is anti-constitution, not only anti-God, but anti what we stand for. Just like when they had that debate, there was not one American flag. Why would you want to be president of a country that you're not even proud of that red, white, and blue flag? You don't give it honor.
Right.
Because you don't honor the founding of this great nation. But you want to be president.
Absolutely. Barbara, I want to turn to the issue of race. Because Beto, who's running, you know.
Berserk. I call him Berserk O'Rourke.
Beto O'Rourke. What's his name? Is Francis Robert, whatever.
Whatever.
He's Irish and trying to give himself an Hispanic name. But anyway, he wants to re-engineer his campaign so it focuses on white supremacy.
Right.
And the racism allegedly from Donald Trump. Can you, who faced the Ku Klux Klan, can you tell us what your thoughts are and how you would propose, or, you know, what are your thoughts about Beto re-engineering, restarting his campaign with something like that? Your thoughts, Barbara.
Well, my name for him is Berserk O'Rourke. And I call him Berserk O'Rourke because I saw some of his campaigning when he was campaigning for the Senate against Ted Cruz.
Okay. Got it.
And I saw him even in black churches talking about how horrible the police were and racist. That's his main theme. The theme is not how can we improve the general welfare for the American citizens. It's nothing like that. They don't even touch on that. I don't think any of the candidates talk on about that. Racism. Now, tell me, what person, what black person in particular, was denied a job by Donald Trump because of the color of their skin?
Exactly.
And did they go to the Equal Opportunity Board on him? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tell me, what evidence do they have that he's a racist? Mm-hmm. If he's a racist, I'm a racist.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're so empty of their plans to make America great, greater, and the best it can be. They're empty of that. All they want to do is change us to a socialistic Marxist country where they will have complete control. That's why they don't have any large-scale plans to make anything better.
Right.
They don't mind the corruption because they are corrupt for the most part.
Right.
Most of them are running so that they can get campaign funds, do a lot of traveling, put that on their resume.
Yeah, that's it.
But they have no agenda. If they were elected tomorrow, even to be president of a day, they wouldn't even know what to do.
Right.
Just like our previous president, who was a community organizer.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do a large part of the time? Give parties, play golf.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
They're not business people. They're not serious about their responsibilities, even in the Senate. Because instead of focusing on what's good for America, they're focusing on trying to destroy or defeat Donald J. Trump, who's one of the best, if not the best president America has seen in a long, long, long time.
Well, from my perspective, I mean, we've had good presidents. Donald Trump is one of the best.
He's an exceptional.
And as far as for black Americans.
Can I say this?
Let me just finish this
thought. Okay, all right.
As far as black Americans, in my opinion, he's the best president since Abraham Lincoln.
Amen. But my thought is, he's a businessman.
Yes.
How many presidents have we had that have run successful businesses, became a billionaire off of his charisma, his contracts, his foresight, et cetera, et cetera? I don't know of any. Just like those in Congress tonight, like Elijah Cunningham, Maxine Waters.
Elijah Cummings.
Cummings. you name them.
Mm-hmm.
Ayo, crazy, any of them. Mm-hmm. What kind of product have they ever produced?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How did they get the money that they get? From fooling people. That they were going to work for the people.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as they got into office, what did they? Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Right.
What kind of business and funds and deals did they make before they became a senator? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have anything. Mm-hmm. We have someone in the presidential seat right now who is the master of the art of the deal. Mm-hmm. That's why even with this Cold War with China, we're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's the master of the deal.
China, for too long, has taken advantage of the United States.
Absolutely.
Donald Trump is he's the master of the deal, as you've said.
That's right.
I mean, I have his book, The Art of the Deal.
The Art of the Deal. He's the master.
He's the master. China there's been an imbalance in terms of trade. They have been importing into the United States tons of goods, very few things that actually say made in America.
It's absolutely
cheaply made in China.
In China,
whereas
made in
it's
China.
It's hard for us to import things into China.
Absolutely.
China has taken advantage of American weakness on this issue, and they are pushing back. Well, they expected to push back, but they are up against a juggernaut, President Trump, we have the biggest economy in the world.
Yes.
Let's start there.
All right.
We provide so much in profit for China. So China does not want to destroy this relationship. We will win. Now, I don't know if it's true, but some of China's pork is very big in the Chinese cuisine. Their pork is tainted. So they will have to buy the U.S. pork. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So China China depends on us greatly. A lot of Chinese people immigrate here. They want to do business here. They have children here because they want to be a part of the U.S., although they're Chinese. I get it, because we are the most advanced society in the world. But what's been happening over the years is that China has taken advantage of our weakness, and President Trump is correcting that.
Because no other president that I can recall addressed the issue.
Absolutely.
They've ignored it. They let it go on. Just like, I mean, look, I mean, we've got the remains that have been over in North Korea, I think it's North Korea, for 50 years.
Right.
What other president accomplished that?
Exactly.
They've been afraid. We had a president that went over to North Korea.
Right.
I think he's the first.
Right. He is exactly the first.
The first.
Right.
Because he's bold. That's brashness comes in handy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because it makes you fearless.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you go where others will be too fearful to tread.
True, true, true.
So that's why I understand him. I like it. And, you know, I might be a little rough around the edges. Mm-hmm. But when I set my mind to get something done, get out of my way.
Absolutely. A couple of things that I want to talk about before we go get more into the show. You will be, and we will be, in Boston next weekend.
Yes, by the grace of God.
Friday and Saturday. There's a Straight Pride Parade in Boston next Saturday from 12 to 4. We will be broadcasting from the Straight Pride Parade next Saturday. So look for us there. That's August 31st.
That's
Labor
correct.
Day weekend. We're excited about that.
Yes.
And tomorrow, actually, tomorrow, August 25th, there's a Newark Help. Just to give you a little background, the young man who was involved with helping clean Baltimore, Scott Pressler, and his team, well, they will be coming to Newark tomorrow, August 25th, and Barbara and I will be out there doing what we can to help clean
up. I'll be supervising.
Newark, New Jersey. It's hashtag Newark Help. And let me just quickly give you, if you want to volunteer, we'd love for you to come out and volunteer. It's tomorrow, as I've said, the check-in station is Bethel International Church Ministry. That's at 818 South Orange Avenue, Rear Suite, Newark, New Jersey, 07106. Let me repeat that. For the cleanup Newark tomorrow, we check in at Bethel International Church Ministry, 818 South Orange Avenue, Rear Suite, Newark, New Jersey, 07106. Barbara from Harlem and I will be out there. And I have actually pointed out a site that I think they need to clean. And we'll be just doing what we can to help clean up Newark.
And tomorrow, you know, I'm celebrating or remembering the birthday of my mother. Ooh. My mother was born August the 25th, 1918.
Wow.
So everything that I do tomorrow, I'm going to do it in remembrance of her. I'm sure as she looks down, she'd be happy that, you know, I did more than just sit at home and watch television.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. My mother, that was the queen bee.
Right, exactly.
Amen.
Exactly. So we're excited to be a part of that. And we want to help clean up Newark. Hopefully Detroit is on the agenda, Chicago, wherever we can go to help clean up. And I think Scott and his team are going back to Baltimore to do more cleaning and do a checkup.
And you know, and the thing about it is that people who live in these areas, people who live in inner city America, and most of these inner city dwellings are run by Democrats.
Yes.
What we need to do is, number one, stop re-electing the same people that have been abusing their positions for years.
Right.
They're not doing anything to help improve the quality of life. You need to get rid of them.
Exactly.
And stop being so trained that just because there's a D, you pull the lever.
Exactly.
That cycle needs to be broken.
Right.
Because the bottom line, and I heard something on Mark yesterday, and I can't quote it verbatim, and I can't tell you who said it. But he said, but I'm going to put it in my words, people are voting themselves into enslavement.
Absolutely.
Because these people on the left, mm-hmm. and that now suits the Democratic, fits the Democratic Party to
right.
a T.
Right.
They want total control.
Yes.
Over your life. I heard Mark was playing this clip by Bernie Sanders, and he called the Democratic Socialists. Mm-hmm. Venezuela turned into a socialistic country, and look at it. So you out there who think that socialism, freebies, freebies, freebies. No, 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 no. Someone's going to have to pay. And when there's no one else to pay, we'll turn into a Venezuela, God forbid.
You know, that's an excellent point, Barbara. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up, because former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher
once said
about socialism, you eventually run out of other people's money.
Absolutely.
This is what happened to socialism. In Venezuela. I mean,
money isn't even any good.
Right. The money's no good. There was some money that's no good. You don't help poor people by pulling down the wealthy. You ask the wealthy, and we have that in the United States.
How do you think that
charities like the Salvation Army really gets its funding? I mean, I do my little $20 here to the Salvation Army. You know how it got a big chunk of its funding? Is that the widow of the founder of McDonald's set up a fund or donated $1 billion with a B to the Salvation Army. So think about, before you start demonizing the wealthy also employ people. If you're making $8 an hour, you can't employ anybody. You're barely employed yourself.
And the bottom line here in America, you can make your own business.
Right.
If you have a product, if you have a skill, step out on faith.
Right.
Start a business. I mean, Sears, from what I understand, used to go around and with a cart.
That is my understanding. Right.
Selling rags, etc.
That's how Sears and Roebuck got started.
Absolutely.
Walmart started it with one store.
Yes.
In Arkansas, Benton, Arkansas.
Right.
By Sam Walton. It is now the number one retail store throughout the world.
Absolutely.
Walmart, when I last checked, had over 1 million employees.
Yes.
But this crystallizes what America is about.
Absolutely.
America is about capitalism, but it's capitalism with a heart. And Walmart, yes, it was the scene of a recent mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, which is sad and unfortunate. And they try to demonize Walmart because some Walmarts sell guns. But Walmart has done a lot for their employees. They have helping them
Absolutely.
Go to college and this
Absolutely.
And that. So don't demonize the wealthy, because that's what the socialists and those on the left want us to do.
But
I want to piggyback when you finish your thought.
No, go ahead.
Well, what's interesting to me, Barbara, thank you for letting me do this, is that former President Obama and his wife, Michelle, recently purchased a $15 million mansion in Massachusetts. Now, when Obama entered the White House, he wasn't any wealthier than you and I, as far as I know.
That's right.
Maybe he had a couple of thousand more than you and I. Now, not much. For him to be able to purchase a $15 million mansion, but these are people who push socialism. Bernie Sanders owns 3 homes, and he's running on a platform of socialism. A.O. Crazy makes $174,000. She lives a nice life, but she's hardly ever in Queens and Brooklyn, her district, but she lives a life of luxury. The wealthy, even the celebrities, are rigged with climate change, but they fly in on jets, which impact the climate.
Absolutely.
The hypocrisy from liberals, honestly, Barbara, it's stunning.
It's stunning, it's sickening, and we need to be aware of it and stop supporting it. That's our problem. We are still supporting these people who are anti-American.
But what's interesting, Barbara, if the Obamas are so much for socialism, instead of spending $15 million on a mansion in Massachusetts, why don't they donate millions to charity, to poor people?
No.
I mean, I thought with socialism, they thought everyone was supposed to be equal.
No, that's...
Are they exempt?
They lie. You have to understand that the fibers that comprise the bodies of these secular humanists, it's comprised of lies. Mm-hmm. They'll lie whatever sounds good and convenient. They will tell it. And if you feed into it, if you let your emotions get ahead of your thinking, your brain, then they have you.
We're going to break very soon. Barbara, please give our call-in number.
Our call-in number is 973-925-4559. We'd like to hear your voice, your opinion, and your comments on what we're saying and, you know, anything else. Right now, remember, this is our Urban Story. Stay tuned.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back on the air. This is Our Urban Story. Thank you for staying tuned, staying with us. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please share with others about this broadcast so we can have a lot of people tuning in. We're at www.DavidDavidVictoryRadio.com. That's www.DDVRadio.com. I want to thank the management here at the radio station, our producer, Robbie, and everyone for helping us get the show on the air. The management.
The Blue Magazine.
Absolutely. Getting the air show on the air every week. Thank you so much.
Yes.
So I want to talk about, you know, Trump, when he was asked about the trade war, if you will, I guess it is a trade war with China. He looked up in the air and he said, he was joking, I am the chosen one. So the media went crazy. Oh, he has a messiah complex. And I knew he was joking. It's obvious to me.
I know.
What are your thoughts, Barbara?
My thoughts, you know, the media, they are fake news. Number one, they live up to it every day. The New York Times, the CNN, MSNBC, they just want something to gossip and to try to get him on. He was only joking.
Right. That's clear.
But one thing about it, you know, a lot of truth is said in jest.
Yeah.
God did choose him.
I do believe that as well.
You know, like Franklin Graham said, even though all of the fix was in for someone else to win against him. Yeah. They forgot about the God factor.
Absolutely.
And I believe God showed his mercy upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Because his opponent, Hillary, had said she was going to be another Obama. That means we would have been headed more toward that socialism cliff. Socialism, Marxism, communism trip.
Absolutely.
She was going to close down the coal miners, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Look at now how we're energy sufficient.
Absolutely.
Look at what's happened.
Right.
We don't have to give our money, and this is, you know, Mark said it, to the Arabs anymore.
Right. I mean, yeah.
We're energy sufficient.
And we're energy independent by and large.
That's what I meant. That's right.
I want to talk about
it wouldn't
that.
Have happened under
no
someone else. So he was only joking.
You're
but
absolutely.
He has been chosen by God. And people need to read their Bible, especially those who call themselves Christians. Romans,
exactly.
What is it, 12?
Romans 13. About respecting authority.
That's right.
It's interesting. I did not like the presidency of Barack Obama.
At all.
I did not wish him death. I did not want him to be beheaded.
Right.
I did not have fantasies about him being assassinated. I did not wish his children be put in cages and raped.
Yes.
These are some of the things that the left, if you don't believe me, you can look it up, have said about President
Absolutely.
Trump and his family.
That's right. Pinatas
stuff,
and all of that. Yes.
Right. The stuff that they have said, the things that they have said about President Trump is really evil and ungodly.
Very evil.
And no one who calls himself or herself a Christian should be participating in it. Now, Trump is rough around the edges. I don't agree with everything he says or does, but he is the president and he's likely to win in 2020. Let's just face it. So we need to show respect for the president. What they have said about President Trump, I would have never imagined saying about Barack Obama
never.
Or his family. And I really couldn't stand him. I was praying for the day he was out of office. And thank God our prayers were answered and Hillary lost. But
thank
the things
God.
They have said about this man, Trump, and his family is disgraceful.
And that's why Obama had to get this other house, because, you know, they got that house there in Washington because he thought he was going to be working with Hillary to further us on that socialism, communism, Marxist track.
Right.
But she did not win.
Right.
I mean, what? And I didn't like Obama at all. I didn't like him in 2007. And you know, I think I have it included in my book where I sent out a flyer anonymously and I called him poster boy of the godless. And because I knew, looking at his 2007 senatorial record, he did not love this country, that he was a secular humanist. He was anti-God, anti how this country was founded. And then what made it even worse, under Jeremiah Wright, I knew that black liberation theology was not Christianity.
Exactly. His pastor, Obama's pastor, in quotation marks, believed in black liberation theology.
And he was a former Muslim.
Right. He is a former Muslim.
That's correct.
Disgrace. I want to just kind of dovetail, Barbara, on the fact that we're now more energy independent. We don't have to depend on Saudi Arabia. And I think the Bushes didn't push for energy independence.
No, they
because
didn't.
Of, and maybe I'm wrong, because of their business dealings with Saudi Arabia, because George H.W. Bush was an oil man in Houston. Now, I don't want to go down that road, but it took someone like Trump, who doesn't have those ties, to say America has the resources, so therefore America should do the drilling so we can be energy independent of the Arabs. I remember remember in the 70s, and I was a child then, when we had the gas crisis because of the boycott or something happened in the 70s with the Arabs and oil. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember that because I had a fight.
Jimmy Carter was president.
I had a fight at a gas tank.
In Queens,
that's right.
Right. Jimmy Carter was president at that time.
And with the liberals, we had not had a refinery, I think, if my memory serves me right, since 1978.
Wow.
They stopped all of that. They stopped us from becoming energy sufficient. See, the liberals are not liberal. Mm-hmm. They're leftists, right, and they're anti-American, and they put us in a hole.
Right. You know, energy, you know, we want to be energy independent.
Absolutely.
And if I'm saying it right, energy efficient. So we do not have to depend on the Arabs. That's actually very, very important.
And we have a lot of oil here in America, our natural resource. I heard it was more than what's over there in Saudi Arabia.
The bottom line is most Arabs are Muslim.
Thank you.
That's very important for us to understand.
Yes.
And as a result, they really don't like non-Muslims. They will deal with us because we have the money, we have the technology, we have what they need. But they are taught in the Quran that we are less than they are. And why am I saying all this? Because it kind of ties in to what happened with Israel recently, what happens with Israel almost on a daily basis. They've been bombed by Hamas, but Israel retaliated. And then you had Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. You know, they were denied entry into Israel because they support boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against the state of Israel based on lies and hatred. Israel is not occupying Palestinian territory. First of all, let's start from the beginning. There's no such country as Palestine.
Amen.
There are no such people as Palestinians.
That's Arabs.
Like they are Arabs. Most of them are from Jordan.
Amen.
When we say Palestinian, it really should be kept in the context of saying, well, I'm a New Yorker or you're a New Yorker. That is not an ethnic group. That just indicates where you're from. And when it was a British mandate before the State of Israel was refounded in 1948. As Golda Meir said, former Prime Minister of Israel said, anyone who lived in that area was considered a Palestinian. Palestinian Jew.
They're Palestinian Jews.
Arabs.
Absolutely.
Right? Palestinian. You know, if you lived in that area that was under the British mandate until 1948, you were called a Palestinian.
And the first occupiers of that land were Jewish people.
Exactly.
It's in the Bible, Palestinian.
When we talk about Gaza,
amen.
The Gaza Strip. Gaza is mentioned in the book of Genesis.
Amen.
So long before Islam came along, long before Palestinian Arabs came along, Gaza is mentioned in Genesis, which was written thousands of years ago. So let's start there.
Absolutely.
So then tell me how Jews are occupiers.
They're not.
Jerusalem is mentioned in the Bible. I did some research, over 700 times. Jerusalem. It is not mentioned once in the Quran. So tell me again how the Jews are occupiers. Jewish people have had a presence. Yes, they had the diaspora. They came, they went to Europe, the United States, different parts of the world. But there's always been a Jewish presence in the Middle East.
Amen.
There are Jews in Iran right now, Iraq, although their numbers are dwindling. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is that Jewish people, they're not occupiers.
No, they're not.
Israel is an ancient land. It was only refounded formally as a state in 1948. But
right.
It has been in existence for thousands of years.
Way before the United States.
So
before Islam, because
absolutely.
That was the 7th century.
Thank you, Barbara. I want to say this and then I'll move on. Yasser Arafat.
Yes.
He pushed that whole Palestinian thing in the 1960s and 70s. It's a recent construct, this concept that we're a Palestinian. No, you're not a Palestinian. You're an Arab. You're living on Israel's territory. What they call the West Bank is Judea and Samaria, mm-hmm. which are mentioned in the Bible, which predates the Quran.
The Golan Heights,
President Trump correctly put that under the guidance of Israel.
And they renamed it Trump right. Heights.
I think one of the apartment complexes or
That's
something
right,
like that.
Trump Heights.
Right, exactly. So before we start talking about Israel as an occupier and all this, let's get some history. One of the things I realized recently is that most Muslims, the average Muslim, does not have a Bible. So they can be easily manipulated by Hamas, Hezbollah, and all those PR people who hate Jews to believe the, what they call the Nakba. That's what the Palestinian Arabs call the fact that Israel was refounded in 1948. They call it a disaster because they do not understand that Israel has been in existence for thousands of years. They don't have the Bible. They have no context.
But can I say this? They have the internet, some of them. But they, even if they know it, they want to ignore it because their religion is total brainwashing. You only get the information that they want you to have. And unfortunately, there are some people that just the mention of Israel throws them into a tizzy because when you mention Israel, you mention the Jewish people, you can't help but to think about God because we all know they were chosen by God to do certain things and special things that have lasted centuries. So there's a hatred. And I want to just say this to the Christians who sometimes say that, well, we all serve the same God. That is not true. You have to understand it's a different God. That's why in their Quran, they say no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah. They're very restrictive. Also, we need to understand that Ilhan Omar. And Rashida
Tlaib.
You know, are enemies of not only Israel, but also of America.
Barbara, I need you to explain something. You said it, I think, last week, but I think it bears repeating.
What's
when
that?
They filled out their application to go to Israel, what did they put down?
They put down Palestine.
Wow.
They're deceitful. They're composed of lies and deceit. She's not interested in going to see her grandmother. And then another thing about it, why do you come to a bacon-living country? A bacon-loving country. Mm-hmm. We love bacon, pork chops, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Why in the world would you even come here? But the thing I wanted to, Christians need to be very careful. Not only do these two in particular hate Israel, but they hate America too. Because, you see, we don't serve the same God in America or in Israel that they serve. Mm-hmm. Okay. They serve a God that Muhammad picked out of 360 gods. When the Arab people were pagans, he picked out Allah out of all of those gods so that they would be monotheistic. Mm-hmm. And that was in the 7th century. Now remember, Christ, the church was established in the 1st century. But prior to that, you had Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in centuries preceding that who were worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
So, you know, Christians need to be very careful. Because Israel is the cradle and the root of Christianity.
Absolutely.
If they were able to destroy Jews, mm-hmm. the Jewish nation and Israel, God forbid.
Right.
Christianity has no leg to stand on.
You're very right, Barbara. You're
and
absolutely right.
So-called Christians need to be aware of that. People wonder why I always wear a Star of David. Because Judaism is the root of Christianity. It's the root. And that's all there is to it. That's the truth of the matter. And like I said, the church was established in the 1st century. Muhammad was a Johnny come lately, but he has thoroughly developed a following mm-hmm. that's deadly and dangerous to Judaism as well as Christianity.
Absolutely. No Christian should feel, I mean, we can deal with Muslims as people, but some of them are very nice people. But they are not your religious brothers.
Never.
Although the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob created all of us, not all of us worship him.
And not all of us are children of God.
Right. Not all of us are his children.
No.
You know, we have to understand that we do not worship the same God. It sounds good to say that, but it's not accurate.
It's not accurate.
It's not accurate.
No.
And for anyone to fight against the Jews, to hate the Jews, anti-Semitism, I want you to understand, is evil. Anti-Semitism led to the Holocaust, which is the worst genocide recorded in modern history. And it wasn't that long ago. 71 years ago is not that long ago.
No, it's
where
not.
Where 6 million men, women, and children
were slaughtered
just because they were Jewish. We have to be very careful and not allow people like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar to poison our Congress, that they should not have been elected.
They should never have.
They will be defeated in 2020.
And they shouldn't even be here in America, because they're not just anti-Israel. They're anti-American also. They are un-American. Look at the horrible things they say about America. What is she doing on the foreign? What is that?
Yeah, Foreign House Affairs Committee.
Absolutely. I think our vice president spoke about having her removed from that. Mm-hmm. And I hope that that is possible. But most importantly, Americans, you know what, need to honor and cherish their citizenship in the greatest country that God ever formed in the palm of his hands. Let me read something to you from Andrew Jackson, one of our founders. Every good citizen makes his country, honor his own, and cherishes it not only as precious but as sacred. He is willing to risk his life in its defense and is conscious that he gains protection while he gives it. Let me read that again. Every good citizen makes his country's honor his own and cherishes it not only as precious but as sacred. He is willing to risk his life in its defense and is conscious that he gains protection while he gives it.
Amen.
Our citizenship in America is very precious. It is sacred. Our country has been blessed by God. That's why we say, in God we trust.
Right.
To have people like Ill and Rash representing America is a disgrace as far as I'm concerned. Because it was a disgrace from the beginning when they wanted to be sworn in on the Quran.
Right.
The Quran has nothing to do with the rich history and founding of this nation. And Americans need to wake up, mm-hmm. realize that our destruction wouldn't come from an army invading us, but from within. And it's people like them who have infiltrated us. Because why would Ill want to seek shelter and protection in a country that loves its bacon, loves its pork chops,
right?
And they say that that's unclean.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you settle in a country like that?
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything we eat, salads and all that, we have bacon in them.
Right, we have bacon, we have pork.
And why would the other one, Rash, with her, you know, rude, wild self?
Exactly.
Why did they come here? They want to destroy this country.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They want our riches.
True.
And I want every law-abiding, country-loving citizen of this nation to not sit out an election, to get out there. Let's campaign, mm-hmm. for our president, who is sacrificing much to make America great again.
Absolutely. Just to recap, we will be in Boston next Saturday, August 31st.
Yes.
At the Straight Pride Parade. It should be interesting. The following Saturday, September 7th, we will be in Ormond Beach, Florida, at the Southern Cross Nationals Natural Bodybuilding. It's being sponsored by your son, Conrad.
That's correct.
And the website is www.southerncross.com. N as in nurse, AT.com. Again, Southern Cross, NAT.com. And that's where we will be Saturday, September 7th in Ormond Beach, Florida.
Yes.
We have a lot going on tomorrow, the cleanup in Newark. We're going to be taking some video in Newark as we clean up. And we thank conservatives across the country who are helping us clean up Newark.
But can I just say something about the Straight Pride Parade? You know, I've gotten, you know, some comments on it, that they didn't think it was such a good idea. But, I mean, I'm going to go because I was asked several months ago to participate. And I think it's about time that the people on the other side, on the right side, I believe, just show their solidarity and show their strength. And we don't hate anyone. But we have also as many rights as anyone else. You know, the other side always think that they only have the rights to parade up and down the street, lift flags up and blah, 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 whatever. We're not trying to do anything other than show that our pride for being our straight pride. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to it.
Thank you, Barbara. I think that about ends our show. So for the next couple
don't
weeks...
Don't forget to please pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. And don't forget to tune in Monday to Mark Levin Show.
Between 8 and 9 p.m.
Well, you know, his program starts at 6. So if you want to listen to the whole program, that'll be good, too.
Good point. Good point.
Amen.
Thank you.
So are we winding down now? I think we are. God bless each and every one of you. And have a wonderful day and a wonderful remainder of the weekend. And don't forget, this is
Our Urban Story.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, body beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about body beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.